You mentioned Kyle Kuzma. He's sitting down right now, just about to put the headset on. And Mr. Kuzma, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. Well, hey, congratulations tonight. You guys find a way to get this thing done. You know, the difference in the fourth quarter tonight versus what you saw in Houston, well, only about 30 points. You guys had 37 points in the fourth quarter tonight. What was the difference in your mind here in the fourth tonight?
We got stops. Being able to play in transition, I think that really helped. We had a big possession. Maybe we were up eight, and Giannis got out and kicked it to Trent for a wide open three. We got up 10, and you know, we just kept the ball moving and, you know, sticking with what worked. So,
Kyle, what was the message at halftime? It was just a three-point game, and it felt like you guys not only were in it, but that margin could have been much more. Was there a sense of, hey, shots start to fall, we get more threes, we really like where we're at right now?
Yeah, it wasn't even about the threes. It was really about getting back in transition. If you look back at that second quarter, they had a lot of possessions where they got out, and whether it was Braun getting layups, you know, getting transition threes, Strasser came in and hit a couple. So, you know, it was really about just getting back. You know, that was the biggest emphasis of the night. So,
all right, Kuz, I got one last for you. Harder cover, Giannis Antetokounmpo or Nikola Jokic?
I mean, they're both very different. You know, obviously, you know, in my opinion, I'd rather guard maybe Jokic. You know, just Giannis is at you every possession, attack mode, and you know, if you don't got a strong chest, it's gonna be a long night. So.
And it's going to be a long night for you because he's within hearing distance, too, as you stand.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Kuz, we appreciate it, man. Congratulations tonight.